What I would like to discuss tonight is a topic in Hilchos Brachos, which basically is what it's called, Kedima B'Brachos, the halachas of priorities in making a bracha, which is has two basic categories, which overlap, and that is there are situations where you have more than one food in front of you, which are covered by the same bracha. Let's say you have different fruits in front of you, which are bari priya eitz, and you plan on eating, you know, multiple, two or more of them. And the question is, which one? You're going to be making only one bracha, which is going to cover all of them. So which bracha, which food do you make the bracha on? How do you select? What are the rules that tell you which food to make the bari priya eitz over to cover all of them? And the other situation is when you have, that's what's called, the first one's called Birchos Ein Shavos. Then you have the situation of Ein Birchos Ein Shavos, when you have foods of various brachos, two or more different brachos, and so you're going to be making multiple brachos, and then the question is, which bracha do you make first? Not a question of which food, but which bracha do you make first? Then, of course, you could have combinations. You could have four foods in front of you. Two of them are bracha A and two of them are bracha B. And so you have to decide on both things. You have to decide which of the two foods should you make bracha A over, which of the two foods should you make bracha B over, and which bracha should you make first, bracha A or bracha B. Obviously, that could happen as well. Now, these situations will normally come up when a person is not washing and they're not having bread. When you have bread, so then you're not going to be making very many other brachas, although it's not entirely true, because even when you have bread, if you want to have wine during the meal, you still have to make a bracha on the wine. So we still have to, still a question there about which bracha comes first. And
for certain fruits.
What is that?
If you wash, you still have certain fruits.
Certain fruits as well, which you would make a bracha on during the meal. Okay, but the more common situations are where a person is not having bread, which nowadays is also the more common meal. Certainly in a regular dinner, lunch or dinner, but it's even true at a chasana or a meal at a more extensive meal, other than Shabbos and Yontif, when you have a mitzvah to have bread. And even there, unfortunately, a lot of people have difficulty with bread and with gluten and with things, and they're asking Shalos a lot about maybe not eating bread or eating very little bread. But even the people who don't have necessarily problems with eating bread, but when it's not a Shabbos meal, even if it's a chasna, I haven't been to that many chasnas barely since I moved here, but I was at a chasna not too long ago. My brother made a chasna, and I think I was probably the only person that two family chasnas, a very close family, very recently. One of them, I think it was the second one, whatever. It's the only one, I think, who washed. There's a whole, bunch of rolls there. I don't think anybody at the table touched a roll except for me. I could have eaten six of them if I wanted. Is it pasha that you're not yotzi that you sue this mitzvah? Do you have to wash to have like a shame sudas mitzvah, or are you maybe yotzi? About that sudas mitzvahs include bread, but in fact, since you mentioned it, I once said my father-in-law told me once in the name of a rabbi in Queens, a rabbi Reuben from Queens, Chazal say kol anenemi sudas chasen ve'inu mesamcho over b'chamisha kolos, right? It's a, because there's kol sasim, kol simcha, kol chasim, kol kala, etc. So it says if you eat from the suda, you benefit from the suda, but you don't bring simcha to the chasim and kala, then you're violating whatever that means exactly, that you're violating those kolos. So he once said that if you don't wash, even though you sit and you partake in the suda, you don't have that problem. It's only called nedim from the suda if you wash and you make it a real suda. Otherwise, you can enjoy the meat and the side dishes and everything, and you don't run the risk of over b'chamisha kolos. That's what I remember my father told us years ago. This name of this, I didn't really know this Rabbi Reuben, but he told me the name of this Rabbi Reuben from Queens. This hug. Anyway, Lemaisa, it's the fact of the matter. No, I'm sure I'm not the only one who observes this, that people aren't eating, it's not popular to eat bread anymore. So it's very nuclear, these halachas. Okay, so let's get straight, because I really want to cover basically the guts of the whole thing, hopefully now. So when it comes to, we'll start with Birchos Ein Shavos. When it comes to, you have multiple foods in front of you that are all of the same bracha. Let's say this, the easiest case is when you have peres or ilan. Peres or ilan, fruit that grow on the tree, and the bracha on each one of them is very pro-eats, and you want to eat a number of them now. And let me just clarify, if there may be a fruit in front of you which is the most chashuv based on the rules we're about to learn, the most chashuv of all, but if you're not interested in eating it, you don't have to. It's not like if you have that fruit in front of you, oh, so then you have to make a bracha on that fruit to cover. No, it's only if you're planning on eating it. Right, so you could have the most chashuv of fruit in the world in front of you, but you're not interested in it. You're interested in fruit number two and fruit number three. So then we only have to decide which one between two and three, which to make the bracha over. Even though clearly, if you would eat number one, that would be the one. But I'm not eating number one. So these halachas are not machayev me to eat that. They're just telling me if I'm going to eat it. So these are the rules. Okay. So you have these different fruits in front of you. So there are three factors. And the order of chashivas is the following. If any one of them is from the shivas haminim, then that'll come first. Let's say there's only one that's for shivas haminim. There's only one in front of you that's from shivas haminim. Then that's very simple. You make the bracha over that one, and you use that to cover the others. It makes no difference if what do you like best or anything else. If one of them was shivas haminim, the others are not, you make the bracha over that. Then within this category of Shivas Aminim, if more than one is from Shivas Aminim, you have two different fruits, they're both Shivas Aminim, so then there's an order of preference within the Shivas Aminim, which is based on the Psukim in the Torah. The Psukim in Parshas, the first Aliyah in Parshas Ekev, where the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, and it's Shivas Aminim means the Shivas Aminim for which Eretz Yisrael is praised for producing. The Pasuk says, Eretz Chita Usaora, the Geffen Utseinu Verimon, Eretz Hashem and Dvash. No, it's a land that produces chita, usaora, wheat, and barley. Those are not going to be usually a shayla in Bar Pura Eitz, or maybe never. Probably never. Chita, usaora. Then the gefen, which means refers to grapes, te'ena, figs, verima, pomegranates. Eretz Zeis Shemen, a land that produces olives that make oil, udvash, and refers to dates that produce honey. So the halacha is that whichever is closer to the word Eretz has priority. And even if it's in the second half of the pasuk, right, it says Eretz, Chita, Sara, Gefen, Te'ena, Rimon, Eretz, Zeis Shemen, udvash. So you have, let's just leave out the Chita, Sara, you have Eretz, then you have grapes, figs, pomegranates, and then you have Eretz with olives and dates. But the thing is, the grapes, figs, and pomegranates are 3, 4, and 5 by their Eretz, because first it says Chitu Sa'ora. So Chit and Sa'ora take up the first two positions on the first Eretz. So the second Eretz, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash, the olives, and then the dates are the first two on the list. If you have an olive in front of you, and you have any one of the other Shivas Aminim, you make the bracha on the olive, because the olive is the closest to Eretz. And then the second priority would be Dvash, which refers to a Tamar, refers to dates. And then, so if you don't have olives, but you have dates, and any of the other three, you make the bracha on the date. If you don't have any of those, but you have Geffen, a grape, that comes before figs and pomegranates, and figs, Geffen, Te'ena, Rimon. Geffen comes before Te'ena, and if you don't have Geffen, you have Te'ena and Rimon, Te'ena comes before Rimon. So that's the order. Again, the order is olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates. That's the order of within the Shivas Aminim. Okay, and that's going to come before any other fruits, no matter what other factors may be what the other fruits have going for them, whatever advantages they have going for them. The advantage of Shivas Aminim is the primary advantage, and within that order that I said. Okay, next, the second, let's say none of them are Shivas Aminim. So then, the second thing is, is there a Shalem? Is one of them a complete fruit, as opposed to the other one only a part of fruit? Let's say you have an apple and a pear, no Shivas Aminim, but the apple is sliced up, and the pear is whole, and you're planning eating both, or at least part of both. You want to have some, at least some apple and some pear, so you make the bracha on the pear, since Shivas Aminim is not relevant. So, and this one's whole, this one's not, you make the bracha on the pear. you might like prefer apples to pears, doesn't make a difference. The second thing that you the determining factor is whole over cut. Is it whole over cut up? And so if the pear is whole, then you make the bracha over that. Now just keeping in cheshbon, if the pear is whole but you have a half of a grape, you make the bracha on the half grape. Because we said, if anything is shivas aminim, then we don't look at the other factors. Shivas aminim comes first. So you'd make a bracha on the half grape, or on the half fig, or half pomegranate, or whatever. You would make the bracha over the whole pear. But if you don't have shivas aminim on the table, all you have is two, three, four non-shivas aminim. If any one of them is whole, then you make the bracha on that one. Now, let me just add a detail. I heard from Rav David Zucker, Shlita B'Shem Rav Yaakov and Eskizal, that when you're dealing with an orange, every section of the orange is called whole. That's a shalim. The orange doesn't mean you're eating the whole orange. Each piece is called a shalim. And so I think when I said pomegranates, I imagine pomegranates also, it probably doesn't go by a whole pomegranate. And pomegranates, we only eat them Rosh Hashanah, but I don't know. There are also sections, I think, right?
Not as much as an orange. It's not as clear.
Okay, so I'm not sure. Don't quote me. I'm not sure we'd have to analyze a rimon. I'm assuming most of us are not eating rimon on a regular basis. Is that the fair assumption? In fact, I just discovered one in my refrigerator yesterday that we bought Erev Rosh Hashanah. We bought two, and you know, sometimes one might not be good. And discovered one in the refrigerator yesterday, which was, at this point, very not good. and unfortunately, had to be discarded.
But that wasn't a din in oranges. Like, if you had grapefruits or anything like that, would be the same thing. Anything with sectionals, each piece is considered...
If they're clearly, you know, sections... I assume so. He said, I heard it by oranges, but I assume the same thing would be a fruit that's like these same... A grapefruit is a similar type of fruit to an orange. Okay.
If you have half an olive and a full date, you go for the olive?
Half an olive and a full date, yes, you go for the olive, because shivas, just like shivas aminim comes first, so the order of shivas aminim also comes first. You don't look at any other factor. Yes. Okay, the third factor, if shivas aminim is not there to determine, and either you have apple and pear, they're both whole or neither one's whole. So then the last thing is chaviv. What do you prefer? What do you like better? What do you want? Now that chaviv itself has two ways of defining it. Is it what does chaviv mean? What you like better normally, even though right now I might be more in the mood for the other one, or does chaviv mean what I'm in the mood for now? You know, even though the other one I typically like better. So the psak we work with is chav means what I typically like better, not what I'm in the mood for right now. Interesting. Even though right now I'm in the mood for an apple. I haven't had an apple in a long time. I really enjoy pears much more than apples, but I'm in the mood for an apple. So no. So the you make the bracha on the pear. It goes by what you're typically like better, not what you're in the mood for now. That's called chav. Okay, so the order is shivas aminim, shalim, and then if those two aren't don't apply, then chaviv. So let's say 100 years ago, but it wasn't 100 years ago, it was more like 30 years ago, I made up this, whatever you want to call it, this simon, and called the seven whole delicacies. That's how you remember.
What?
Seven whole delicacies, that's the order. The order, seven whole, first seven means shivas aminim comes first. That's the first way. Then if that's not nugei, whole, if it's whole, if that's not nugei delicacies, what you enjoy, what you consider a delicacy, seven whole delicacies, right? That's stuck with me. And just remember this. Oh, I was more than 30 because I it must have been in the West Side before I moved to Chicago. Because I once met a fellow from the West Side once came to Chicago and he saw me. He says, "Oh, shall I remember seven whole delicacies?" So he reminded me of it. So that's on the West Side. So it was more than 30 years ago. Well, more than 30 years ago. I'm out of Chicago, but, you know, whatever. Neither here nor there. Okay, so, but it works for me. That's seven whole delicacies. Okay, so that's by Berchoseim Shavos. And that's gonna work for everything in you know, within the same bracha. That's gonna work for everything. Now, I said the most common case is by Bray Praise, but you could have other things. You could have you're eating two types. You're at a kiddush, and you could have this some pieces of cake, cut up cake, and there's some cookies, and they're both made from wheat, both wheat products of wheat, and So you, if you're planning on eating, you know, you want to taste a piece of that cake that looks like, you know, looks like a nice, whatever, honey cake or chocolate cake, and you can have one of those cookies. So you make, you have to take the bracha, make the bracha of the cookie. The cookie is a shalim, and the cake is not. It's a cut of cake. Now, shalim, shalim is not just by, it grew that way, that the Eibishter made it that way. Shalim is if you, you know, you baked it as a whole cookie. The way you made it, this also makes it, it also called shalim, like you have by bread, for sure, right? When you sit down to, you know, to, you have two challahs that are shalim for Lecha Mishnah, it's the way they baked it. It could be, the one might be bigger than the other, but one shalim is the way it was baked. Right?
No, you answer that.
Yeah. Okay. So, and they are, even if you like the cake better, right? Because we said whole, seven whole delicacies. If one of them is whole and the other one is not, we don't look at which you like better. If they're both cut up, then you should make the bracha of the one you like better.
So let's say there's a concept of like best for last. I'm legitimately, I'm hungry, and I'm coming to a situation where I could have a few different types of potatoes products and meat products, and I would naturally want to save the best for last, just because I want to end off. That's psychological, whatever. I want to end off with the last thing in my mouth.
That tastes good.
Do we say in that situation also? It's not just I want to eat all of them, and Halacha directs me to go for the one which is normally more chalav to me, but it's more shalim. If shalim comes first, so like, let's say shalim versus, but I want to save the shalim for last.
Okay, so let me ask the question. Maybe this is getting at you still. If that's the whole reason why you want to put life, you shouldn't do that. You have to make a bracha on the shalim, but you don't have to eat the whole shalim.
Just
make a bracha, take a bite, and then you can go to the other one, right? That's one of the points I wanted to bring out. We're just talking about which one to make the bracha on, or I mean, it's not even which one, by again bracha Saint Shabbos. We're just talking about which one to make the bracha over, and but it doesn't mean you have to then eat that one until it's finished, and then eat the other one.
If it would come down to the situation where you're gonna, the bite's gonna be the entire thing. So it's not up to you. Like, this is the situation.
Right.
It's not halacha.
Right.
It's not up to you.
That's one thing. If it's something which it's not, I must say not normal, but it's not the way you eat. If it's something that you're sitting down to a meal again, you're not washing. We're sitting down to a meal. And you're gonna have some meat and potatoes, whatever, and then there's something that's a fruit dessert. Right, or something, you know, even a mazonah, something for dessert, and so there, even though if it's all out on the buffet table, so there the person can say you're not mechuyev to go ahead and take dessert first and make a bracha over the dessert, and because it's bari pri eitz comes before, let's just assume for a second we didn't even get to this yet, the bari pri eitz comes before the other brachas, you're not mechuyev to do that to make the bracha, you know, to go off the other brachas when it goes against eating norms. But your case, I don't think that's eating norms. That's just like you said, it's a guy, you know, it's probably, you know, you'll feel good when you say, but it's probably more like a type of thing. I want to save that for the last. I want to really get past this. I need to eat, I can't just eat that. So let me get rid of this other stuff so I can then focus all my taiva on this last thing. So that's not a reason to, you know, justification. But even, let me just think for one second, assume another Nakuda maybe.
I guess the question was coming from like, can I decide, like, does halacha go so far to tell me that not only if you're planning on eating both of them, should you make a bracha on this one first, but no, I want specifically now to eat this and then to eat that.
Yeah, I don't think that works. If it's one sitting. One sitting, maybe a chanami, if you can eat one now and one half an hour from now, okay. Even if you're not going to make a bracha in between, they both can be. But okay, it's not one sitting. I'm, you know, in the course of the morning, I eat a couple of pieces of fruit. So okay, so that's a different story. But right now, I'm that's a different story. Even that's not so pasha. I believe it's more pasha by the case which we didn't talk about yet of ein brachas ein shavas. We're making two separate brachas. Just the question of which bracha to be mocked in. Then it's more pasha. There'd be more cases where you could go against the, you know, the typical rules because I'm not eating them both now. But if I'm pottering them both with one bracha, So it doesn't make the difference eating, but lemaisa, you're pattering that both fruits with one bracha. So the halacha says which one you have to make the bracha on to patter the other. And even so, I don't want to eat it right now. We didn't ask you if you want to eat right now. See, if it's two different brachas, then you can say, well, I'm simply not eating the other thing now. So then I don't have to make the bracha on it first, right? But it's for dessert. But if I'm making one bracha to patter, it could be even if it's for dessert. I'm making. Let's say I'm having her eats appetizer. And who eats dessert, and they're both here right now. So then it's not so partial. It could be you have to make the hates on the dessert first, because it's you're not supposed to patter a like a more chashuv thing by making a bracha on the less. It happens to be the dessert is less chashuv because the dessert is cut up, and the appetizer. I mean the other way around. The dessert is whole, more chashuv, and the appetizer is cut up. So it's not right to make a bracha on a cut up fruit and have in mind that, oh, but I'm not planning that till dessert. Okay, but the bracha you're making now is going to patter that. So there it's not at all pasha that you could do that. And you know, it's not even pasha that it works b'dieved. If you make a bracha on the less chashiv, unless you have kavana behedja. And that's the rule which also, you know, it's good to know. Whenever you make a bracha on something, if you have kavana beferish, that this bracha should cover everything else I have that requires the same bracha until I make a bracha achrona, then that'll work even if you made a mistake, even if you made it out of order, or you know, you made the bracha on the less chash of a thing. But I had in mind specifically that but this bari parade should cover anything I have now that needs a bari parade until I make a bracha achrona. Then it works. But if you don't have that in mind specifically, and you make a bracha on the less chashuv a thing, certainly there are certain cases that it does not even work b'dieved on the more chashuv a thing.
Even if you weren't planning to eat something, let's say.
Yes, you didn't, right. But you don't know. I'm not sure. Right now, I'm assuming I'm just having this thing, but it's still always kedai. It avoids so many shilas, because maybe you're eating somewhere and you weren't planning, and then somebody points out, oh, these things are delicious. Well, oh, I didn't see that. I thought that was herring. I didn't realize it's sushi. I don't know, whatever. And say, oh, sure, I want a piece of that. But I already made a shahakal on whatever, and I didn't have it in mind. So was it not fun? If you have in mind whatever I'm going to have, I'm not sure if I might have nothing but this one bite. I don't know. But whatever I'm going to have now that needs a shahakal should be included with this bracha. Anything I have now until I make a bracha chrono or some other form of Hesachadas, then I want it to be included. It works, and it's really advisable to do that. It solves a lot of bracha shabbos. Okay, so now let's talk about now the second. Okay, let's talk about ein bracha sein shabbos. Ein bracha sein shabbos means again that you have two or more foods in front of you with different brachas. So there's a rule of priority of brachos, which will work in every case regardless of other factors except. One place which I'll show you, and the rule is, okay, leaving out bread. Bread is bread is first, hamotzi is first. Meaning, even if you're planning on having wine at this meal, but you're washing and you can have wine, you're supposed to make hamotzi first, and then you make a bari parei kafan on wine. Now we know when we make kiddush, we don't do that. Right? We make kiddush on wine. And then we make hamotzi. Well, that's one of the reasons why we cover the bread. When we make kiddush over a cup of wine, we cover the pas. Why? Because really, it says shelo yira hapas bashto, right? The pas shouldn't be slighted. Well, why am I sliding the pas? I'm sliding the pas because he's saying, what are you doing? You make your bracha on geffen before hamotzi? You're supposed to make a bracha on hamotzi. What are you doing? But the halach is, but when I make kiddush, is supposed to be on wine. We don't make kiddush on bread, lechatchila. Under most cases, certainly not Shabbos morning, but even Friday night, unless you don't have wine or some other case. Normally, you make kiddush on wine. That's the halacha. You're supposed to. But it's really going against the rules. So we want to sort of get the bread, cover up the bread, that it's kilo, it's not here. So it's as if it's not. But when it's not kiddush, and you're sitting down to a meal, a chas nesuda, you come over to the table, and you are going to wash. You see these rolls, I'm going to wash. And then, but you see, there's also a nice bottle of wine on the table, and you see, so well, maybe I'll just take a little, drink of the wine, in case the waiter pulls it away before I get back, or because it's game, and then I'll wash. No, you're not supposed to do that. Maybe you want to pour yourself a cup, okay, maybe, but you're supposed to go wash first and make hamotzi and then geffen.
You answer.
I answered. I have this terrible habit of answering your questions when I don't let you ask them. Okay, Baruch Hashem. It's often that way. after that, but after
most... I do have a question. So let's say I have wine.
Yes.
I'm gonna do cubes. And then I have a better wine in my fridge that I wanna drink. And say a toga metib. So what am I allowed to do that? If why shouldn't I go with the best one from the get go?
Well, you knew from the beginning that you can have the other one. Then it's not so simple that you make a tov meitiv. Because when you make the bread per goffin, you're covering that other wine. So it's not that tov meitiv is complicated. And I, to be honest, I couldn't even tell you all the halachas of it offhand without studying them. I would say reviewing them, but I'm not even sure that's the honest word. I don't think review would be good enough. I think they're complex. But if you're planning on having the other wine, usually a tov meitiv is when you are not planning. And the other one is brought to the table. Somebody brought another one to the table or something like that. So now getting past bread, though, when you're not washing, so the order of priority is the following, and we'll give you a simon also, but the order is mizonos, bar pi hagefen, ha'etz, ha'adama, shahakol. And the simon is maga esh, mem gimel ayin, aleph shin, touching fire, maga esh. Maga esh meaning mizonos, Gefen, Eitz, Adama, Shahakol. That's the order of priority. Meaning, if you're having something that's a bari mei mizonos, whether it's a cake type of thing, whether it's a noodle, a maisa kadera, that comes first before wine and before other stuff, before anything else. And according to Minhag Poskim, even if you're having rice, where at least our minhag is to make mizonos on rice. I say Armenia because there is a shayla. Orez is mizonos and dochen is hodama. So what's orez and what's dochen? So we work with the shita that orez is rice and dochen is millet. There's a suffix about it in the poskim. Some hold just the opposite, that dochen is rice and that's the mizon. I mean dochen is rice and that's hodama. Sorry, and the orez refers to the millet, and that's the mizonos. And because of that, there are those who don't eat rice except in the middle of a meal when they're washed anyway, or if you made the other brachas, I guess, anyway, and other things. But they won't eat a bowl of Rice Krispies, they don't want to sit down to a bowl of rice, have rice and chicken for supper, and then have to make a bracha on the rice because safik, mizonos, or adama. But I believe the standard minhag of Ashkenazim is to make most mizonos on rice. So that will come before Geffen, even though the mizonos and rice is like a less chashuv of mizonos because it's not one of the five grains. All the other mizonoses are on chita and sa'ora, and the other types of grains, shibel shul, kusmin, and shifon, which are all parts of chita and sa'ora. So they're really all part of the Eretz Yisrael dikaminim. Rice is not. And rice doesn't get a bari, doesn't get an alamichi either, right? Doesn't get an alamichi, just gets bari and fashas. But even so, the mizonos and rice will still come before hagefen. Okay, so mizonos first, hagefen is second. If you're having wine, then even if you're having other foods, the hagefen is the next thing to make the bracha. Then, and so far, it's not going to make a difference even if you prefer the wine over this particular mizonos. This wine is a delicacy for you, and the mizonos is, or is less. You still make the mizonos first, and it doesn't make a difference. Shalim, actually, no other factors. Now, the next one is eitz, is the third priority, if you have and then adama, meaning if you have a bari per eitz food in front of you and a bari per adama food, you make the bracha and the bari per eitz first, and then the bari per adama. But on that, other factors will sometimes come into play, meaning that those two are not always that order. It's not always eitz before a dhamma. Sometimes the dhamma will come before the eitz, and we'll get back to that. And the last one is shahakal. Shahakal is after all of them, and all the factors don't make a difference. Meaning if you have a ha'eitz food in front of you, and a shahakal, and the shahakal might be whole, and it might be delicious, you prefer it. You have a hard-boiled egg, and you have some ha'eitz that you're not particularly fond of, or hadama that you're not particularly fond of. You have cut a piece of potato. Okay, you'll eat a little piece of a little potato, but you're eating, you have hard-boiled eggs, a whole egg, and you love eggs, doesn't make a difference. You have to make the bracha on the potato first because hadama comes before shahakal, no matter what. Doesn't make a difference if any other factor, shahakal has other factors going for it, makes no difference. Same way the mizonos comes before shahakal, even though you might not like the mizonos at all. You're eating the rice because you have to, but you have chicken and rice, and you really prefer the chicken, you know, above the rice, but you have to make the bracha mizonos first and the rice, and then shahakal and chicken. When it comes to ha'etz and hadama, these other factors do come into play. And as follows. Ha'etz will be before hadama if all things are equal. But let's say the hadama is chaviv. Let's say you have in front of you a ha'etz, let's say an apple, and then you have a watermelon. You have, let's just make it easy, slices of apple and a piece of watermelon. And you prefer watermelon. The watermelon is chaviv. So the din is you make the bracha, and you can eat them both. You make a bracha first on the watermelon, hadama, and then by pre-eats on the apple. But when I say chaviv here, the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out, it's only if the watermelon has both elements of chaviv, meaning it's you typically prefer watermelon over the apple.
It's complete.
What is that?
And it's complete.
No. I'm saying both elements of chaviv, not complete. Even if it's just a piece of it, don't eat a whole watermelon, please. Then you'll have other situations to deal with. No, you're eating a piece of watermelon, but you typically like watermelon more than apples, and now as well. Between the two, if I could only eat one, I would definitely want the watermelon. I have a bigger desire for the watermelon over the eights right now, and typically. So then, since the watermelon checks both chaviv, it's definitely chaviv, l'kol ha'dayos, then you make the bracha first on the watermelon, and then you make the bracha on the eights. Now, let's say it's watermelon, and the eights is a fig, or a half a fig. Yeah, it's shivas aminim. The eights is shivas aminim, and the watermelon is not. But the watermelon is more chaviv. You like watermelon better than you like figs. So the halacha is still, you make the bracha on the watermelon first. Meaning, you say, well, Shivas Haminim, right? Shivas Haminim is not the ikker factor when it's a question of which bracha to make first. When it's two foods with different brachos, ein birkoseim shavos, then chaviv is the primary factor. And Shivas Haminim only comes after that. So if you're making one bracha on two foods, the same bracha ha'etz on two foods, then if shivas aminim is present, you make the bracha of shivas aminim. But if it's a question of I'm making a bracha ha'etz on one food and ha'adam on a different food, and the ha'etz happens to be a shivas aminim, but the other thing is more chaviv to me, then you make the priyadama on the chaviv. You make the bracha on the chaviv one, even if it's a bar priyadama. You make that first, and then you make the eights on the Shavuos Aminim.
When we first listed, we said number one was Shavuos Aminim, two was Shai, and then third was Chavit. So they didn't put Chavit in third place?
We put in third place by Birkos Ein Shavuos. By Ein Birkos Ein Shavuos? I'm sorry? Yeah, exactly. Seven whole delicacies is only by Birkosei and Shavuot. That's only when you're making one bracha on two or more foods. And you want to know which one should you make the bracha over. So you first look at seven, then look at whole, then look at the chaviv. But if you're making two separate brachas, what's that?
No, that's why you had to take the cookie and you couldn't take the cake because it's Birkosei and Shavuot. So then you have to take the whole.
Right, very good. Yeah, that's right. That's right, exactly. That's right.
Why you had to take the cookie.
Right, that's right. That's right. If it would be the other, let's say it would be, okay, whatever. That's you're right. You're correct about that. So for the first factor is chaviv. The second factor is shivas aminim. If there's no chaviv factor here, if you have two things that are shava, the adam and the eights, you don't. Which one do you like more? I don't know. Which what's your favorite color? I don't have a favorite color. So between these two foods, which one do you prefer? I don't know. The guy's not so into his food. He doesn't. They're fine. They're both fine. Sometimes he likes this. Sometimes he's like this. What does he want? What do you want more now? I don't care. So then, if one is shivas aminim, then make the bracha on that. Make the bracha first. Make the bracha first on the shivas aminim, and then the other thing. Let's say, even if the hadam is the shivas aminim, let's say the hadam is shivas aminim and the eight isn't. So we say, how's the Adam Hashivas Aminim? Unless it's Chita Sa'ora, and then it's Mizonos. No, because you could, let's say you have puffed wheat. Puffed wheat, not puffed wheat, like there are cereals like that, made puffed wheat cereals. The bracha we make on puffed wheat is Bari Pri Adama. Not Mizonos. You make Mizonos if you take wheat and you grind it up into flour and you make a product. You make cake, cookie, cereal, whatever. You make Bari Pri Mizonos, or if you make it into bread, obviously it becomes a mozi. But if it's not ground into flour and made, it's just the puffed wheat. Puffed wheat, the bracha, Rishona, is Bari Pri Adama. I'll answer that in 1 second.
Both rice?
Puffed rice also. Let's hold that for a second. Puffed wheat, the bracha is Bari Pri Adama, and therefore if you have a puffed wheat in front of you and you have an apple and you can eat them both, so if you prefer the apple, okay, for the apple, then you know chav of course comes first when it's, but if in Embrich Hazen Shabbos, chav is comes first. But if it's you don't have a preference between the two, then you make the bracha on the wheat because it's Shivas Aminu, Bari Pri Adama on the puffed wheat version. Now, in terms of the question you're both basically asking, rice cakes or puffed rice, I'm not going to say this is not without its controversy, without you know other opinions, which is by the way true for a lot. Let me just digress for a second. A lot of what we said, what I've told you till now, is pretty much Muskum, everyone, lahalacha lamaisa. But there are Rishonim the whole differently. There's no Shaila. The order I gave you is a machlok is Rishonim. And what I'm the halachas, the way we stated them, the way I stated them, is based on my understanding and the Svarim's understanding of the maskan of the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. Okay, there could be some points that are that the others would be chalak, but pretty much not. Now, if we want to talk about what bracha do you make on rice cakes, it's a bigger controversy. But lemaisa, if you ask the person sitting here who's doing the talking now, the answer is Bari Pri Adama. Yes, rice cakes are Bari Pri Adama. And the bracha Rishona, would be Bari Nefashos.
And in the case of the puff wheat, what is a bracha?
Okay, so I'll come back in 1 second. Let me just for 1 second here with the rice cakes. There is a shita that's very Mizonos. There is such a shita, and there's even a day. According to the Sefer Zebracha, Dain Fisher holds a shahakal. The shahakal, but I believe in Rove Poskim hold they are Bari Pri Adama. That's certainly what I personally do when I tell people Bari Pri Adama. And but that's only by puffed. It's not by Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies are Mizonos. They're based on the way they're made. They are not made. It's not just puffed rice. They are made in a way that they are. It's a regular. It's considered a regular rice dish. So, I'm sorry.
It's different.
Yes, different way of making them. So Rice Krispies or Rice Chex, those types of Rice Chex type of cereals. Those are Mizonos. A bowl of cooked rice is Mizonos. Even brown rice, as long as it's the way we get it, it's already the shell is off. So even if that's enough that you cook brown rice, it's Mizonos. Those are all Mizonos. But rice cakes, as I said, according to many poskim, are Bari Pri Adama.
And the idea that you are cooking it using heat, just not...
So you're getting into why there's a shayla about it. But Lamaisa, and look, I mean, if you want to look more into it, you open up the Svarim, not hiding anything, because that's a bracha or a shayla, any of the Svarim, we'll talk about it. And you might see the name one of the great Gedolei Hadar, Rebbe Eliashiv, I think you'll see on the side of Mizonos. But I believe you'll see Rosh Hashanah's name on the side of Bari Pri Adama. And I believe that the consensus of poskim, the rub of the poskim that we work with is Bari Pri Adama. Now the bracha, you asked the bracha achron on the puff wheat. That's a big problem, and it's the same problem. While we're talking controversy, why don't we talk about granola or granola bars? What are you making granola? Granola, if it's not a bar, for sure Bari Pri Adama. And even a granola bar, according to most poskim, is hadama. Rabbi Yashiv, yes, holds it's Mizonos, because he holds if it's stuck together by heat or whatever, it becomes Mizonos. But real poskim say you make a Bari Pri Adama on granola or granola bars. But what about the bracha achrona? So what it says in Shulchan Aruch is that a Yirei Shemayim should not eat these products except in a meal, when you wash it and you're going to bench anyway. You shouldn't eat granola. I don't know.
If you're
If what?
Shir Nonen. That's when you chop all these controversial foods.
It was your wife, though, right? Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough, I don't mean that.
Right. It's nice. And the Crispix and the granola bars and all the shilas.
I mean, that's what she ate them all now.
Yeah.
Chaperon.
So you don't deal with these shilas.
That's an interesting perspective. it's like, okay. there's no klar bracha achrona for it. Because it sounds like, for some reason, the bracha achrona should be Me'ain shalosh, you know, like the long, like, but not al hamichya. It should be something like al hadama val pri adama, baruch Hashem al aris val pri adama. But you won't find that bracha in your venture, so because there really is no nusach hazal mei. But that somebody showed me, oh, that is really the nusach it should be. So not bar nefashas and not al hamichya. But this, so therefore, it's best to avoid it. La maisa. If you do eat it out of meal, you make a bar nefashas. That's the bottom line. If you eat it out of a meal, you make a brain of fashas. If a person wants to go the extra mile, don't eat it out of a meal. Or the next best step, if you're not eating a meal, is when you're eating other things, you're anyway going to be making an alamichya on something and brain of fashas on something. So then, but some say even that's not really enough because it's really neither of those brachas. It's really supposed to be a third bracha, which doesn't exist. But okay, lemaisa, I've heard from Poskim that if you can't tell people that, you know, that they can't eat it, and if you eat it, you make a brain of ashes at the end. Okay, so before let's try to cover one more point in this. Based on what we just said, so let's say you have three things in front of you. You have two fruits of ha'etz, right, and one of them is shivas aminim. And the other one is not, but you prefer the other one. You prefer the other one, right? But one of them is Shivas Aminim. So, okay, I have to make the bracha on the Shivas Aminim, right? But then I also have an Adama in front of me, which I'm going to eat. And that Adama, I also prefer it over the Hay. It's like I have an apple and a fig and watermelon. So I happen to like apples the best over watermelon. But figs the least. And watermelon in the middle. So if I'm going to make a bracha ha'etz on the fig, I make a bracha ha'etz, I would have to make it on the fig, right? Because it's shivas aminim. But say, oh, well, hold on. But then first make the bracha on the watermelon because you like watermelon better. Chaviv, that comes before shivas aminim, right? By brachas amshay, you have to make the bracha on the watermelon. But if you make the bracha on the watermelon, I say, well, 1 second, why would I make a bracha on the watermelon first, then go back to the apple? I like apple more than watermelon. Oh, okay, so you go to make the bracha on the apple, but then what? You can make ha'etz on an apple? No, you can't. You have a fig here. You have to make the bracha on shivas aminim. So you go to the fig, so you start, you're around in a circle, right? But it's okay, but it's really not true, because the answer is the apple's not in the running. If I'm gonna make her eight, I can't make it on the apple. I could only make her eight on a fig, because between figs and apples, figs is shivas aminim. So the apple's not baba cheshbon. So now it's either make the her eight on the fig first, or make the hadama, the watermelon, first. So what do I like better? I like watermelon better. So I like watermelon, so make the bracha on the watermelon. So he said, well, if you make the bracha on the watermelon, hadama, why is that going before ha'etz on the apple? He says, I'm not making ha'etz on the apple, I'm making ha'etz on the fig. And I can't make ha'etz on the apple, so that shouldn't distract me. So stick with your watermelon. That's definitely the psak of this saves as a bracha. That's the way I personally always thought. There are others that say differently. I don't know, maybe if we have a shiur next week, maybe it looks like this, what we can still talk about.
You eat the watermelon, then you can eat.
So you make a brach, a berry pre-dum on the watermelon, and then you make a berry pre-dum on the fig. And that covers the apple.
And that covers the apple.
Right.
The hadama doesn't cover the eighth
stuff? No, because that's a bit the evidence. If you made hadama directly on an apple, but the chatchila, you can't, you know, so that does not, you don't have that problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I don't want to miss it. Okay. We'll have to be in touch with next week. I don't even know, after the tinus, I'm not sure if it'll be a issue.